Angels waging war in the unseen realm. Global events fulfilling biblical prophecy. Eternal life. What lies beyond mortality? From analyzing the paranormal from a biblical worldview to the discussion of cutting-edge science and technology, conspiracy, discovery, special investigative reports. Unafraid to explore the challenging issues facing humanity, welcome to another edition of Skywatch TV.
The most serious threat to personal freedom in America today may be beyond the limits of your vision. Welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. Assuming that the Apostle Paul knew what he was talking about and writing about, and he did, the real wrestling match that we face, the real opponent that we contend with, is not human. They are, in fact, many, and they are principalities, powers, rulers of spiritual darkness. They are behind the saboteurs who are aligned against those who want to defend American freedom and liberty as it is defined in the Constitution. That's the subject of our program today. Joining me on the special panel, the author of the brand new book, Saboteurs, Skywatch TV CEO, Tom Horn.
Good to be here.
And for this roundtable discussion, which will be lively, no doubt, because of the personalities involved, welcome Josh Peck.
Thanks for having me.
And my best friend, my wife, and the author of two new books, novels that deal with the supernatural realm and spiritual warfare from a fictional perspective, but based on solid theology, Blood Lies and Blood Rights, the two books so far in the Red Wing Saga, Sharon K. Gilbert.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, love. Now Tom's going to get mad. I gave you a longer introduction
than
I gave him. Yeah,
that
just running out.
That's
well.
That's okay, because he'll talk more than anybody else, so here.
And that is only right and proper. Tom, this is a almost a culmination of a series of books that you've written going back to Apollyon Rising. Mm-hmm. And then you picked up and kind of expanded on that with Zenith 2016. Because your approach to this is not just about the political enemies faced by Donald Trump and those who support him, but the spiritual aspect of the geopolitical fight that's
right.
That's still going on, because those who opposed President Trump during the election haven't given up.
Right. Yeah, they've gotten angrier.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
With the whole "Make America Great Again" and all of that, and of course, over the last few weeks, we had Colonel McGinnis was here, Carl Gallups was here. We've been talking about the deeper state, right, from his authoritative point of view as a senior analyst at the Pentagon, mm-hmm. And Carl Gallups, of course, who is a pastor, so he also understands the supernatural side of it. But he was also a former police detective, so the way his mind, you know, deals with the issues, you know, seeing behind the issues to what the Apostle Paul was talking about. And that's what this whole series, and especially the book Saboteurs, is trying to accomplish. It's trying to say, yes, there are human agents, there are human players, the so-called deep state, the federal bureaucracy, you know, the people that have been working in the government their entire adult life, they get entrenched. The lobbyist who is in everybody's back pocket. All of that stuff really is real. There is a shadow government. In fact, Obama is running one just, you know, a mile or so from the White House. But it's behind that the New Testament especially takes us to a different place where mm-hmm. It says that we're not really at war with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And interestingly, when you do word studies on the meaning behind those terms, some of those actually connect with the forces behind human governments, mm-hmm. Right? And so if people don't understand that element, then they're going to be confused. They're looking at, you know, one of the colleges just had a, you know, somebody spoke there that they didn't like, and so they're throwing firebombs in the street, or, mm-hmm. You know, what is this chaos all about? And the book Saboteur says, because there is a long game care, right? And it is very connected even to American history, which maybe we'll get into a little bit of that in this program. But that's what it's about. It's mm-hmm. to say, you, if you don't understand the supernatural dynamic, you can't really understand what is happening within our nation today. And in addition to that, as a Christian, if you're a Bible-believing Christian, you don't really understand even how to pray, how to conduct proper mm-hmm. spiritual warfare until you know who those authorities are that are agents of destruction and chaos. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense, and I've seen this a lot, too. Is would it be fair to say that the actual human players are really just prisoners at war? If there's really this deeper state, the mm-hmm. spiritual, these shadow entities pulling the strings from the background, could we look at other human beings as prisoners of war? And if we do that, do you think it would be easier for us to kind of get along better? Oh. We see a lot of fighting between, you know, the right and the left, and there's extremists on both sides. But it's human focused. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much more powerful would we be as even just as a church if we came against the spiritual element of that?
Right, I would say it's both. There, mm-hmm. in fact, probably the majority of people don't see themselves as a pawn
right.
of some supernatural element. Right. Mm-hmm. I listened to a sociologist this week who I'm going to follow up with. And she was saying some of the most critical things I've heard in a long time. And she was saying the upside to technology allows us to sit here and do this, right? Mm-hmm. Check facts and data and whatever in real time. The downside, though, she said, is like in our universities and colleges right now, kids cannot critically think. In other words, they are so accustomed to taking tests, using their iPhone, asking mm-hmm. the iPhone what the answer to the question is, mm-hmm. that they can't even read a textbook from the front to the back, let alone commit to memory.
Yeah.
And her point was that that's not only affecting their worldview, but they also don't even have a deep philosophical commitment to anything. They can be easily manipulated, in other words. Mm-hmm. The news media, whatever, they get them out there toppling Civil War statues and think that they're really accomplishing something, mm-hmm. where 200 years ago, you had to commit to memory.
Yeah.
And furthermore, when I was a kid in school, we had debate classes. So someone would intentionally take the side of the Marxist or whatever, and someone would take the side of the capitalist, and you had to do your best mm-hmm. to try to argue, to be persuaded. Right? And what that helped us as kids do growing up is to develop a deep philosophical worldview. Mm-hmm. So we were empathetic of people if they're suffering. We were coming from a different place.
Right.
I'm not saying millennials are shallow. I'm saying that there are a lot of things today that are good, but they're also instruments that can cause some of these people to become pawns mm-hmm. of even evil supernaturalism. They're just not even aware that's happening.
We even see this big push towards socialism, which I don't even think in this, the way that it's been happening recently, would have been possible even a couple decades ago.
That's right, but it's because we've moved into more of an entitlement.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's been a slow, that's what Marx said. If you want to turn America to Marxism, you're not going to do it by marching in with an army, right?
No.
You're going to invade their higher academia. You're going to put people in there that will little by little change them through gradualism.
That was such a good question, and it's sort of what I was going to ask in a similar way. Mm-hmm. You had mentioned that the governments themselves have spirits behind them. Mm-hmm. Are you speaking specifically about the 70 who were put in charge of the nations?
Well, I am saying that behind, 70 or 72, if you're reading the Septuagint, right? Absolutely. That those, you know, Jesus said of Satan that he is the god of this world. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're in that halfway place mm-hmm. where redemption has been made possible at the cross, but we're still in a world that is hostile to Christianity, to God. And so I would say that in early American history, the founding fathers definitely did not, and in their own words, did not set out to build a Christian nation, mm-hmm. but that we became a Christian nation in spite of all of that, beginning with the Pilgrim Movement and the Great Revivalists, the Great Awakenings, and all of that. And so for a long period of time as a nation, we have been very, very blessed, right? Mm-hmm. And this is what God said, I will bless, speaking of Israel, I will bless those who bless thee, I will curse those who curse thee. These are real things. So we can set into motion through our activity, through our laws, through what we tolerate or won't tolerate by the enforcement of law. You look at what's happening with the NFL right now.
Right.
Yeah. Why can't we just disengage our brains for a day and just enjoy a football game? Why does it have to be political commentary?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But this is where
the interesting thing about that is that what started as what has resulted in this protest by players actually began about 7 years ago when the Department of Defense began paying NFL teams to do these displays of patriotism before games as a way to encourage enlistment in the armed forces.
Isn't that funny?
So, until 2009, teams would just stay in the locker room until the national anthem was sung, and they started coming out because they're getting paid to do it.
Right.
So it's, you know.
And George Soros learned from that and said, you guys have a great idea. I will pay people to march and, and protest and burn flags and whatever, and not just George Soros. So I believe, to answer your question, that there are probably the majority of people don't get up in the morning and say, hey, I want to sacrifice a baby to the devil and be evil.
Right.
They just don't really realize how they can become part of a groupthink, a group mind. We were talking about that before the program today. What gives life to an egregore, to a watcher, right? And how that can literally become a living entity of its own that is nourished by groupthink. Contagious memes, as I guess we would say in more political commentary. But having said that, that there are probably the majority of people unaware. There are some people who are fully aware and are fully committed.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the Wiccans out there, although they're probably in that category somewhere, that are casting binding spells on Trump and all who abet him. That's literally a declaration of war from a supernatural point of view. But there are people that are way scarier than these little girls, you know, carrying around paperback Wiccan books in their in their little handbags, right? There are people that are far more scary.
Well, we'll talk about that when we get into the when we come back from the other side of the break. I just this phrase came to mind as we were talking about the shadow government. But behind the shadow government, those who think that they're actually running opposition to the Trump administration is a government of shadows. Because as Satan told Jesus when he took him out in the desert, look at all these kingdoms.
Yes.
They've been given to me. I can give them to whoever I want if you just bend the knee to me. So we can make a good case based on that, that the God of this world is, in fact, heading up this government of shadows that's behind the deeper state, or perhaps they are the deeper state. And we'll talk about that when we return on Skywatch TV.
The Trump administration is now vowing to crack down and punish deep state saboteurs.
Today, America is being manipulated through a Washington-based shadow government.
This is a war now, the deep state against you and the President of the United States.
The artificial chaos engineered by elites and advanced by enemies of democracy is being propagandized by a devoted media machine to take down President Trump.
I submit to you that the establishment that you talk about, the so-called deep state, exists on both sides, the left and the right, and President Trump is up against both of them.
But this is not the whole story. A much more sinister quest behind the deep state is at work to usher in a final world order.
He's an outsider. He's not them. He's not part of the club. You know, he hasn't been through the initiation rites. He didn't belong to the secret societies. He didn't belong to the secret society. The secret society.
They're trying to cheat you out of the future and the future that you want. They're trying to cheat you out of the leadership you want.
Globalists, secret societies, and world power brokers anticipate the insidious arrival of a messianic strongman they call the Grey Champion. Now, for the first time ever, expert on occultism and best-selling author Dr. Thomas Horn joins a senior analyst from the Pentagon and a retired police detective to bring you the shocking truth behind an ancient cabal almost too fantastic to believe.
If these forces are successful, this country will not survive.
They have a plan for your future, but you can know their secret and stop them in their tracks. Get ready. Saboteurs. How secret deep state occultists are manipulating American society toward a final world order.
America is being manipulated by sinister occult forces and a Washington-based shadow government. But now, for the first time ever, expert on occultism and best-selling author Dr. Thomas Horn is joined by senior analyst from the Pentagon, Colonel Bob McGinnis, and retired police detective Carl Gallops to expose these nefarious forces. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Saboteurs Collection. When you order the new books, Saboteurs, Gods and Thrones, and The Deeper State from Skywatch TV, you'll also receive free of charge for a limited time the exclusive oversized hardback collector editions of the classic two-volume set, The Devils and Evil Spirits of Babylonia, and The Fallen Angels and the Heroes of Mythology. These two timeless masterpieces, finally in print again after 100 years, are the perfect gift for the scholar or Bible student in your life and hold a retail value of over $60 all by themselves, but are included absolutely free when you purchase the limited-time Saboteurs collection. But that's not all. You'll also receive the never-before-aired DVD Off the Record, featuring exclusive interviews with Dr. Thomas Horn, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, and Detective Carl Gallops, further exposing the dark secrets of globalist elites and how to stop them in their tracks. This content is only available in this exclusive offer and will not be aired anywhere else. Finally, you'll also receive The Shadow Hand, the over 24-hour Steve Quayle and Tom Horn definitive audio series on CD. This audio collection discloses the terrifying truth behind the infamous WikiLeaks dumps, the shadow government, and so much more. This unprecedented special offer sold separately holds a retail value of over $175. Yours now for only $29.99 plus shipping and handling. The holiday gift season is coming, and you won't find this collection anywhere else. So don't delay. Order the Saboteurs collection for somebody you love now at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. Joining me on the panel today, Sharon K. Gilbert, Josh Peck, and Tom Horn, author of the new book, Saboteurs. We're talking about the deep state and the deeper state, which is perhaps the government or an administration of principalities and powers that the Apostle Paul warned us about. Some of this came to light. We got a little glimpse behind the scenes or under the hood during the presidential campaign when WikiLeaks released emails that it somehow obtained from the Democratic National Committee servers and released information, email, from the account of John Podesta, who was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager. And we saw that there are some, or at least one very prominent acknowledged sorceress, as the best way to describe her, Marina Abramovich, who was an acquaintance, well known to John Podesta and his brother Tony, and well-placed political operatives inside Washington, D.C. What came out of all of that, and why should it concern us?
Yeah, in fact, I commit several chapters in this new book, Saboteurs, on investigating those threads from the WikiLeaks. Some of that having to do with contiguous aliens, right? But the way they're looking at aliens is the same way that Aleister Crowley and Jack Parsons and that crowd did, which is interesting because some of the other email threads in there do have these, and they're very casual emails. These people are talking to each other like they're friends. They all know each other, right? Yeah. And Tony emailing John Podesta and saying, hey, you know, Marina wants to know if you'll come over to her house on Tuesday night for a spirit cooking session, right?
You knew exactly what he was talking about. It wasn't anything shocking or new information.
Oh, yeah. Didn't have to explain it. Yeah.
And whether he went or not, I don't know. But we know what spirit cooking is, and we know its relationship to Aleister Crowley.
And his Gnostic mass and some of the repulsive
very repulsive
that went into the the elements in his Gnostic mass.
And in fact, we can't talk on this program, a family friendly program, about exactly what that means, and we would not even encourage you to Google to find out. It's pretty disgusting, but it's ancient sex magic is what it is, using body fluids, and I'm not going to say any more. The whole purpose, though, of this is to open a doorway. You know, the New Testament would call this pharmakia, right? The idea of using mind-expanding drugs and potions and incantations and whatever, but the purpose of which is to put yourself into contact with supernaturalism, to try to get it to do your will, to do your bidding, whatever. And so to know that highly placed government personnel working for the Clinton administration were very casually talking about how they're operating in these circles was very concerning. And of course, in the book, I go into the Babylon working from 1946 and spell out what I saw in those emails. What is a group of people, some of whom believe that Hillary Clinton is the fulfillment of sex magic rituals conducted in the 1940s by Jack Parsons, the founder of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of the Church of Scientology. And if you know anything about the Church of Scientology, it's all committed to aliens and these Xenu or whatever it is. They all came
down. It's really similar to what came out in the Podesta WikiLeaks about the contiguous aliens and all that stuff. They're different names, but the elements of it are really similar.
And as we'll discuss in our forthcoming book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, it's not a coincidence that you got this religion from a devotee of Aleister Crowley, an occultist, that deals with the return of gods in the form of extraterrestrials.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
The whole ancient aliens theme that's been running for 12 seasons now on one of the cable networks. They don't realize it, or perhaps they do, but the whole theory of the return of the old gods in the form of E.T. is nothing more than repackaged theosophy, New Age occultism.
And you are not going to want to miss those programs. They're going to be playing in November and December. I am really excited about your research. In fact, with this Saboteurs package, we're actually giving away a book that kind of connects to both of these hardback books. They're both deluxe, oversized, large edition books. They're not available in this format from anybody, anywhere, except exclusively from us. These two books have a retail value of $60. We're giving them away, right, with the Saboteurs package. But this one here, The Devil and Evil Spirits of Babylonia, tell us how that's connected to the so-called Collins elite and these contiguous aliens.
Well, there was a 14 researcher who is I believe he's an Anglican pastor or Lutheran pastor.
I think Lutheran, yeah.
Reverend Ray Boucher, who was a ufologist and was contacted by a group who said that they represented a secret think tank inside the government that called itself the Collins Elite. It's an unofficial name, refers to the hometown of one of the guys in the group. But they were convinced by that book from, was it 1905, 1910, I think, The Devils and Evil Spirits of Babylonia, that the contact that had been made by extraterrestrials with people on Earth was so similar to what they had read in that book that they were convinced that they were demonic. Now, they took it a step too far and said that we all had to go back under Old Testament law in order to protect our souls from these soul-sucking aliens. But the fact is the book does have some historic value, not only for that reason, but because the texts were translated in the 19th century. So it's not like the texts, the translations are out of date. It's useful information to know what the ancient Babylonians believed about evil spirits and the spells that they tried to use to control them. Which, of course, is, you know, more the fool's they, because these spirits lie. But anyway, that was the Collins elite was, they claimed, tasked with researching the UFO phenomenon. Either they were misguided or it was a government psyop, and we talk about that in the book, too, how government intelligence agencies have used the UFO phenomenon as a psychological operation to get people looking away from things that they didn't want people to see.
Yeah, and that's been multiple times, not just once or twice. It's over and over again, probably still happening today.
Well, but and fascinating
so,
stuff.
And so it was just a few years separated from before, actually, that book was published, when Aleister Crowley conducted his first famous Amalantra working, which he was trying to open a dimensional gateway to make contact with these entities that are referred to as the contiguous aliens in this more modern email exchange. And interestingly, he says he was successful and he even drew a picture of the entity that came through, and he called it LAM, mm-hmm. L-A-M. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can throw that up on the screen during this broadcast. Mm-hmm. But if you look at him, he's eerily similar to the alien gray
yes.
right. of
Very
modern
similar.
Popular culture.
Right.
So we're gonna have to do some web exclusives outside of these broadcast programs where we can really get into the Babylon working and explain to people why I said that there are those around Hillary who probably still believe that she could be the one from the 1946 Babylon working, the purpose of which was to try to bring through into this reality the archetype divine feminine, the whore of Babylon, mm-hmm. to use their language. The purpose of which was this female would grow up to become an internationally known feminist who would help give rise to the Antichrist, mm-hmm. right? So it's scary to think the people around Hillary were looking at her. Now, the Babylon working 1946, they say they're successful. They write this in an autobiography. A female child has been conceived. Carry forward 9 months later, you're in 1947. This is the year that Hillary Clinton was born, right? And then in 1948, Jack Parsons writes a little book called Book of the Antichrist. And in one line in there, he says, the spirit of this one-year-old female came to him in a vision, said, I'm here. I'm going to someday be an internationally known feminist, and I'm going to help the Antichrist come to power. And one other thing she said, my name is Hilarion, mm-hmm. which is the arcane Hillary. Mm-hmm. And so if they get the book Saboteurs, there are chapters in there that are going to detail all of this. This is mind-blowing stuff. But what the scariest part about it is it takes us back to how this program opened, and that is, while most people may be manipulated by either good or evil forces, mm-hmm. and sometimes they're not even aware that that's happening, there are those who not only know it's happening, they're fully committed to seeing it happen. Yep. And it is astonishing to believe that in our present modern world, among the saboteurs, there are those who want to see the rise of Antichrist. They're mm-hmm. committed to it. They're conducting modern, dark, Aleister Crowley, satanic rituals for the purposes of literally invoking the arrival of the man of who the Bible or we would call the man of sin.
Mm-hmm. And you pointed out something before the broadcast, and we'll just close with this because we're not coincidence theorists here.
That's right.
That one of the ascended masters of Helena Blavatsky, the founder of the Theosophist mm-hmm. movement, was named Hilarion, who she believed was the reincarnated Apostle Paul, which is
irony to the utmost.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Paul would love to have some words with her, but I think she's already got her reward. She knows which way the wind is blowing now.
Yeah.
Well, it is a... It seems too strange to be real, but as a Christian, our default setting should be to accept the existence of the supernatural and to accept that the supernatural war that Paul wrote about, that our wrestling match, we're not wrestling against powers, I mean, human opponents, flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers as we open the program. This is how it manifests in what we see in the news headlines each day. Things that don't seem to make sense make a lot more sense if you allow for the interaction of the spirit realm.
D.C. But another thing that intrigued me, this was probably actually the trigger, Rabbi, that caused me to write the book Saboteurs, was the WikiLeaks revelations mm-hmm. and the occultism that was exposed therein, such things as spirit cooking. And you have Marina Abramovic, who is an Aleister Crowley devotee, and emails that are coming from Tony Podesta, John Podesta. John Podesta, of course, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager. Tony Podesta, who's a really well-known art collector, and both these guys are very wealthy. But Tony sending emails that turned up in the WikiLeaks, private emails to his brother, John Podesta, saying, hey, Marina, she's going to have a spirit cooking session at her house this coming Tuesday or whatever. Will you be available to make it? And it was this casual language around spirit cooking, which is right out of the Liber of Aleister Crowley. It's from the religion of Thelema. It has to do with putting yourself into contact with contiguous spirits, what we would call demons, what some people might call fallen angels, but how to put yourself into contact with them in order to engender their power and goodwill for whatever purposes you are invoking. And to see that such highly placed people in the federal government working for the election of Hillary Clinton were having such casual conversations around this kind of stuff was shocking, startling, disturbing. To me, to say the least. You have other emails in there where John Podesta is exchanging emails with a former American astronaut, also with a woman who represents herself as a representative of the Vatican. And they're talking about how if Hillary is elected, the year 2017 will be the year of official disclosure, some admission they were moving towards. In fact, some of the emails talk about meeting with Obama. The whole idea that from the president on down, a conversation is taking place behind the scenes, suggesting that we are moving towards an official disclosure of an alien presence. And they specifically use the term contiguous aliens, meaning not aliens coming here from nuts and bolts aircraft from Zeta Reticuli or something, right. Aliens that are already here. They live all around us in a parallel reality. And Aleister Crowley, of course, was the guy who made famous the Amalantra working about 100 years ago, part of which is his Thelemic teaching that includes spirit cooking, the very stuff that these guys are practicing. It's occultism. And he practiced sex magic in the Amalantra working to try to bring through this dimensional veil into our three-dimensional reality an entity. Now, Aleister Crowley claimed that he was successful, and he drew a picture of the entity that came through this portal. He called it Lamb, L-A-M.
Right.
People go to Google or Wikipedia, they can look up that picture that he drew with a pencil. It looks suspiciously like the alien grays of today, right?
Mm-hmm.
But these were the kind of entities they're trying to put themselves into contact with. Now, Why does that concern me, and what did I see between the lines having to do with Hillary Clinton and the Podestas? Well, fast forward to 1946, and in 1946, you had the founder of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, Jack Parsons, and the founder of the Church of Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard.
Right.
His religion based again on aliens, right? The idea that aliens from another dimension came here and created humanity and all that. That's at the core of Scientology. So what are these two guys were disciples of Aleister Crowley. And in 1946, they set about to try to repeat the Amalantra working. But in their case, they weren't interested in bringing the alien-looking lamb through the portal. They very specifically call their sex magic working the Babylon working, spelled B-A-B-A-L-O-N, the Babylon working. And the whole purpose behind their experiment was to try to bring about the incarnation of the Whore of Babylon, the archetype divine feminine, for the major purpose of changing American mores, American values, away from our Judeo-Christian heritage to more of a goddess-worshipping, a feminine,
right,
anti-Abrahamic, if you will, religious purpose. And they wrote, in their Jack Parsons wrote in his bio, that the other purpose was that this female entity, this goddess spirit, this anti-Mary, if you will, that they were trying to bring through would not only be an internationally known and established feminist, but she would help give rise to the Antichrist, the male figure of that ungodly duo and trio, if you include the false prophet, that will also rise up in the end times to turn the religious communities of the world toward accepting Antichrist. So in 1946, they conduct this whole series of experiments in the Babylon working. Jack Parsons later wrote in his biography, in a kind of celebratory statement, that they were successful in bringing through this entity. And he said that a female child was conceived in 1946. He doesn't say where, he says somewhere in America. Well, if you follow that logic, forward 9 months, then you would imagine that sometime in 1947, a female child would have been born
that would go on to become an internationally recognized feminist that could help turn America away from its biblical values towards a system that would ultimately give assistance to the Antichrist. Well, it turns out that in 1947, an internationally known feminist was born, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, why am I saying all of this? Because when you look in the Podesta and Abramovich and WikiLeaks email exchanges, they are practicing exactly the same Telemic religion that was born with Aleister Crowley and practiced by Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard for the very purpose of bringing this woman into the world. I'm telling you that when I started reading those emails, it jumped off the pages at me. They're practicing this religion. They're very familiar with the Babylon workings, one of the most famous in their whole occult ideology. And Hillary was born the very year that they claimed that this woman would come to power, who would ultimately become an international force to be reckoned with that would help give rise to the Antichrist. It became apparent to me that these guys around Hillary were believers and that they believed she was this Babylon-working incarnation. Now, there's another reason they believe this. When I started doing all this research, I also found that in 1948, Jack Parsons, before he blew himself up in a rocket experiment and died, he wrote another smaller book called The Book of the Antichrist. Now, this would have been when this female child, according to their story, would have been 1 year old. Jack Parsons, in The Book of the Antichrist, says this. He says that at about 1 year of age, the spirit of the whore of Babylon, of this child, came to him in a vision. He writes this in his book, and she tells him she's on earth, she's growing, she's healthy, and she's going to help in the assistance of the rise of Antichrist, right? But he says something else even more interesting. Now, keep in mind, he wrote this 69 years ago, right? He says this female child identified herself to him by name. And in one line in the Book of the Antichrist, she says, "I am Hilarion," which is the arcane Hillary. It's where the name Hillary comes from.
Right.
So all these guys around Hillary knew this, and they're practicing exactly the same magic. It's not difficult to imagine how these people really thought that Hillary was this individual. Now, one final little tidbit here. In 2020, at the next election, Hillary will be 72. The highest number in all of their arcane occultism that turns up redundantly as far as the, you know, in the U.S. Capitol Dome. It's the number of demons in the Goetia, if you've ever read that. I mean, 72 is the year Aleister Crowley died. I mean, that's how old he was when he died. There's just so much about this in their occult numerology that the more you explore those WikiLeaks emails, the more disturbing it becomes in terms of what these people believe. Now, will Hillary be the president in 2020? I highly doubt it, but she wouldn't have to be to help in this assistance to the Antichrist. She may already have. She certainly could be a vice president, a contender. And can you imagine if she was the vice president for, the socialist Bernie Sanders, whose ideas I could see providing the bedrock for the rise of an Antichrist system. So we'll have to wait and see, but some very, very spooky stuff, right?
Well, I will tell you, Tom, that you have done an incredible job in this expose and saboteurs. Everything you're saying resonates so clearly as to why there's this impenetrable bubble that surrounds the Clintons and their Teflon-type life where anything goes, which is steeped in evil and every evil inclination of man. I've always believed that she played a very significant part in dynamically changing the morality of America through her husband's escapades, her own escapades, the people that she aligned with, the Epsteins of the world, the child pornographers, the child molesters. And we're seeing that the world is not outraged, that it is seeped in to the very pores of America. And because of that, we know we are moving along a strategic, biblical, prophetic timeline. And although it's alarming, and although it's disconcerting, it must happen in order for the return of the Messiah. So as desperate and diabolical as it is necessary for it to exist in order to bring what our future hope is, and that is the end of this evil, of this present evil, with the return of the Messiah. Tom Horn, it has been a personal pleasure to have you on the program. I want to have you back on and talk more about this. Stunning revelations in this book, Saboteurs, written by Thomas Horn, Shadow Government in Quest of the Final World Order. You can watch them on Skywatch TV. Go to Defender Publishing. Every author put out by Defender Publishing is credible, notable, and reliable. I'm friends with Carl Gallups. I'm friends. Bob McGinnis will be with us right after the first of the year. Only day he has off is Martin Luther King Day from the Pentagon, so I'll have him on his day off. Looking forward to having Mark Taylor, just reaching back out to him to have him back on. But I see a long-term friendship, a long-term relationship, Tom, and I thank you so much for bringing us this. It's time for people to open their eyes to what's really happening in Washington and in the world. God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
You too, Rabbi. Thank you for having me on the program.